Celebrating over two decades of consecutive broadcasts on the great game of horse racing in Las Vegas, the Race Day Las Vegas Show thanks all of our listeners and sponsors for your appreciated support.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
All righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program on a beautiful Saturday morning here in the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, where we emanate and originate all the Race Day Las Vegas radio programs from the studios over the airway of Sports Talk 1400 AM. Gorgeous day here today. Right now, about 8 minutes or so after 8 o'clock in the morning, Pacific time, it's already 70 degrees outside, 70. Okay, ground dry, sun is out, sky is blue, and there is no wind. We're going to get up to 99 today, and throughout the weekend, we're going to get into 100s. We're going to get the 100s starting tomorrow and the next day, etc. So on this 14th day of May, 2022, 5-1-4-2-0-2-2, on this Saturday morning before the Saturday before the Saturday of the Preakness Stakes, we welcome you to the Race Day Show. And, of course, we know that around the country, for the most part, except for some bugaboo rain and weather up there in the northwest at Washington and Oregon, and in the mid-Atlantic area, they say it's even a little drizzling going on at Belmont Park right now. A little action going on with rain. But otherwise, looks pretty good up and down the Pacific coast. Northern Atlantic coast, southern Atlantic coast, and the Gulf. A little bit going on, but not much. And throughout the contiguous 48, it's hot. Yeah, a lot of heat going on in the Midwest and et cetera. And as we say, we're gonna get to 99 today here in Las Vegas. So we welcome you to the show. And if you're listening here in Las Vegas, where we emanate and originate all the Race Day Las Vegas radio programs, you know how nice this morning is. And if you're listening worldwide at our other platforms of delivery, like our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, your devices, your phone app, the KSHP radio station phone app that you can get to your phone app store for your iPhones and your Androids, we welcome you. And we welcome everybody listening on your podcast as well. And any other way you get us, any other way that we don't know about that you get us. So welcome to the show. We welcome you on this Saturday. Okay, we got a week to go to the Preakness. And some of the horses that are getting ready for the Preakness are doing their workouts, like Early Voting had a nice workout this morning. And the filly, Secret Oath, was on the track, stretching her legs for Dwayne Lucas. So here's right now the way the field shapes up. Remember, they're going to draw on Monday. You got Epicenter, second in the Derby. Secret Oath, of course, the winner of the Kentucky Oaks, now going against the boys. Simplification, who was fourth in the Derby. Early Voting, who was second in the Wood Memorial but passed the Derby. Uno Ojo, who won the Arkansas Derby, I'm sorry, was eighth in the Arkansas Derby, won the race before the eighth in the Arkansas Derby, missed because of a setback in the Kentucky Derby, returns to the field. Skippy Longstockings, who was third in the Wood Memorial, a new shooter for Safi Joseph Jr. Happy Jack, Doug O'Neill trainee, finished 14th in the Kentucky Derby, but they're gonna try the Son of Oxbow again. Shake 'em Loose, third in the Federico Tessio, which was a prep for the Preakness. And Creative Minister, who just won an impressive allowance race at Churchill Downs, and Kenny McPeak's going to throw him in the Preakness. Now, of course, the Derby winner is gone, and some of the other key horses that ran in the Derby are gone, but that's the way the field's going to shape up. Right now, all probables and the only possible, there's two possibles, Happy Jack and Shake 'em Loose. And Creative Minister. They're the possibles. The others are all the probables. So we'll wait and see when they shake it out and they drop the pills and draw for this thing. All righty. Got to tell you, our handicappers on the show, you think Friday the 13th was an unlucky day? Remember when I started out the show, I said, we're going to turn Friday 13th into a lucky day rather than unlucky. Well, the boys up north of the border, Woodbine, had a great day. We're going to get Tommy Masses back with us. Tommy came with the winner of the fourth race, paid $16. Clocker Ernie Perini came with the winner of the fifth race, paid $16.50. That $1 double from the fourth to the fifth race, those two winners, the buck double, paid $51.05. And then Tommy had a 19-1 shot, the only solution, that led the field deep into the stretch before it was beaten by another long shot. This horse at 19-1 finished third. The winner paid $25. And the pick six at Woodbine, okay, the 20-cent pick six at Woodbine. I'm sorry, the 20-cent pick five. What am I talking about? The 20-cent pick five. Paid $21,610.20. This is a 20-cent bet. $21,610.02. Not too shabby. Guys did a good job at Woodbine, and you know they're chomping at the bit to give you more. Santa Anita yesterday, John Lindo capped off the first race for a winner for us. Dominant Soul bet down from 4-1 and paid $380. I know John has been real frustrated with this batch betting going on. And this might have been one of those examples. Dominant Soul wins, though, and pays $380. Gave us the singleton in the first race at Sandy in the first pick five. Rich Ang came with the fourth race. Gave us another singleton in the early pick five. Fourth race winner, $440. That's Synthesis. And so the early pick five with the two pieces in there. Winning prices, $380, $440, $440 again, and $520. Thank goodness the second race winner, a maiden race with two-year-olds, paid $26.80. That made the pick five happen a little anyhow. The 50-cent pick five paid $340, $135. Jonathan Hardoon, his pick at Santa Anita ran a credible third. And that happened at Santa Anita yesterday. Belmont Park. Got to tell you, Jonathan was getting some bad luck yesterday. His pick in the fifth race, Alphalata, broke flat-footed, dead last, the next-to-last horse in a 6.5 furlong race. Had him beat by about 8 lengths. So this horse was like 20 lengths out of it. And rallied to finish second. So Jonathan got a bad break there in that race at Belmont. Didn't hit the pick six at Belmont yesterday. Enough meat on the bones to not make the pick six happen. Last race was a dead heat. That didn't matter. So you got a carryover in the pick six today at Belmont. The pick five, the late pick five, paid $2,686.75. And that's just about it there. Dylan Davis had a couple of wins. Dylan Davis, by the way, his second win of the day came in that race where Jonathan Swartz finished, started bad, finished well. but heels together wins the race, the fifth yesterday at Belmont. Dylan Davis' second win of the day, and it was his 1,000th career win. So congratulations, Dylan Davis, winning 1,000 career races, fifth race yesterday at Belmont. The riding star on the day, however, was Ired Ortiz. He had three wins on the day, and Luis Saez had a couple of wins. So that took care of Belmont yesterday. And, Jonathan won't be on our show, but he texted me some horses today. Now, you know he does sheets usually four a day, and he's doing one of those at Churchill Downs. And we always tell you about our handicappers and the work they do and the product they have. They're just picking a horse here or there for us on the show. They're trying to get winners for us. But their body of work is what I am impressed with always. And so Jonathan Hardoon's Churchill Downs yesterday, in the eighth race, he goes four deep. He had four horses on the selection. If you boxed those four horses, just those four, in the trifecta yesterday, you would have started out with a 21-20 winner. And the 50-cent trifecta at Churchill Downs, boxing his four horses for 50 cents, paid $133.95. What I'm saying is, these guys work hard, and their worth is really the complete work that they have every day, okay? Just wanted to let you know about that. All right. So we got the Preakness out of the way, the weather out of the way, and all that good stuff for our handicappers. Now we get started with our Saturday show for you, right? And we have Tommy Masses coming up from Woodbine. And, of course, Rich Eng for Santa Anita, John Lindo for Santa Anita, and Jerry J for Santa Anita and Belmont. You got Hardoon's picks along the way as well. We still have to give you your racing menu and a twin cue for today. Hey, we're just getting started on a beautiful Saturday morning. Hope it's as nice for you as it is here. Get that second cup of coffee. We'll be right back.
SDN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. SDN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and a $50 new sign-up bonus. SDN Sports even lets you earn rewards for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino or Wildfire. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Formulator from DRF.com is the exclusive past performance content provider for the Race Day Las Vegas show.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas. And we're just going to go right to your menu because we got Tommy Masses chomping at the bit from Woodbine. So let's get the menu started for today, okay? Here's the menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook. Simulcast centers racetracks around the country, reminding you of the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day. Reflect that at the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening here in Las Vegas on a beautiful May morning, well, these will be the first post times that roll out in our Racebooks today. However, if you're listening anywhere else on those all those platforms that I alluded to at the top of the show, the websites, the phone apps, the podcasting, however, wherever, whenever. If you're not in the Pacific time zone, for goodness sakes, adjust. I don't want you to miss anything, like I miss mom and dad. So, adjust the first post times. They are, first post times on this menu are Pacific time zone first post times. And so, having said that, all I got to do, are you ready? Okay, here we go. We begin with Monmouth Park. Monmouth Park has a pick six jackpot carryover of $23,409. A couple of stakes races. The $100,000 Long Branch will be the fifth on the card at the mile and 70 yards for three-year-olds. Six horse field before scratches. Dean's List is the 7-5 favorite with Paco Lopez aboard. And then the supporting feature is the $85,000 Spruce Fir. That'll go as the ninth. 10 races overall at Monmouth. First post time at the shore, 9:15 Pacific time. Next comes Pimlico, their Preakness meet this Saturday. Next Saturday, you know what happens. Nine races today at Pimlico. They got a first post time of 9:40 at Pimlico today. Pick six jackpot carryover, $3,178. First post time, 9:40 at Pimlico today. Belmont Park is next. Now, you know all about Belmont Park. I told you they have a pick six carryover. And right now they say it's kind of drizzling out there. Okay, drizzling, 63 degrees by post time. Track is fast. Both turf courses, the widener and the inner turf courses, are labeled firm. You got three races each on the turf courses. The widener turf course will host races 2, 6, and 11. And the inner turf course will host races 4, 8, and 10. All right? And with a carryover in the pick six, $39,560.91. It's a regular pick six, no gimmicks, regular pick six, first post time, 10 a.m. They got 11 races today at Belmont, and they got a big card, five, make it five stakes races. They'll roll out like this. The third race is the $150,000 Grade 3 Vagrancy. 6.5 furlongs, fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up, a field of five, a compact, competitive five. The 4-5 favorite is Bella Sophia with Louis Saez. Then comes the $150,000 Grade 3 Run Happy. Fifth race on the card, six furlongs, four-year-olds and up. Six go to the post there. And it is a competitive field top to bottom as well. The lukewarm morning line favorite at 5-2 is Chateau with Kendrick Carmouche. Then you have the $700,000 Grade 1 Man O' War. At a mile and 3/8 on the inner turf course for three-year-olds and up, a field of six. And it's competitive. You got Yiber, Even Money, Gufo, 7-5 in a field of six. But it's not just a two-horse throwdown in this marathon. That's the eighth on the card. The ninth race will be the $200,000 Grade 3 Peter Pan. Now, the Peter Pan is a mile and 1/8 for three-year-olds. It is the Belmont Tracks, Belmont Stakes Prep. The Peter Pan. Eight are entered before scratches. And a wide open event. 3-1 favorite is We the People with Flavian Pratt aboard. And then we conclude the five stakes races with the 10th race, the $150,000 Grade 3 Bogey. At a mile and 16th on the inner turf course for fillies and mares, four-year-olds and up, a field of seven. And Roger is the even money favorite with Flavian Pratt aboard. 11 races, Belmont, five stakes races, a great card, and a carryover in the pick six at Belmont Park of $39,561. First post time, 10 a.m., 10 a.m. Belmont. Gulfstream Park has a pick six jackpot carryover standing at $178,434. That's the cash. That's the cash sitting in the jackpot. But if you're the only winner of the pick six jackpot today, you'll get more. 11 races. The $75,000 Roar Stakes at five furlongs on the turf is the 10th three-year-olds. And 11 races at Gulfstream, first post time, 10:05. Next comes Woodbine. Oh, Tommy's standing by. Woodbine Super High Five Jackpot Carryover, $111,520. That's the Super High Five Jackpot Carryover today at Woodbine. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $5,398. They got 10 races today at Woodbine. Can't wait to hear from Tommy and the Clocker. First post time, 10:10, Woodbine today. Lone Star Park is next. They have 10 races at Lone Star. Their first post time is 11:35. They have a superfecta, a regular superfecta carryover, $9,971. Nobody hit it. the last time they offered. Not a jackpot, just a carryover there. All right? And their Super High 5 jackpot carryover, $3,431. And there's and the first post time at Lone Star for 10 races is 11:35. Hawthorne Race Course is next. Super High 5 jackpot carryover, $11,177. That's their Super High jackpot carryover, the Super High 5 jackpot carryover there. And their first post time at Hawthorne for 8 races, 12:50. Then you get to Santa Anita, 1 o'clock post, 1 o'clock Santa Anita. The $125,000 Grade 3 Santa Barbara is their fifth race feature. A mile and a half on the turf, fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up, a field of six before any scratches. The favorite at Queen Goddess at 6-5 with Victor Espinosa. Second choice is Neige Bonk at 9-5 with Juan Hernandez. A field of six, and as a good six-pack it is, that's the fifth on the card. You got nine races today at Santa Anita. And you got that jackpot pick six carryover. The pick six jackpot carryover stands at $268,563. $268,563 in the pick six jackpot carryover today at Santa Anita. First post time, 1 o'clock. Louisiana Downs is next. They got a regular pick four carryover there. Regular pick four, $21,922 at Louisiana Downs. They got a pick five jackpot carryover of $7,038. They have seven races today at Louisiana Downs and the first post time of 1:05. Golden Gate, Northern California. Now, Golden Gate has a first post time today at 1:15. They got nine races going on at Golden Gate today. 1:15 first post. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $15,883. First post time, 1:15. Churchill Downs got their Twilight Racing going on today. Their first post time, Pacific time, is 3 o'clock. Well, you know, that means 6 o'clock there. All right? Churchill Downs, 11 races, the $160,000 Grade 2 Mamzelle, the Mamzelle Stakes for three-year-old fillies at 5 furlongs on the turf is their ninth and featured. Full field of 12, 6-5 favorite there is Twilight Gleaming with the hot riding Tyler Gaffleone. 11 races at Churchill today. Pick 6 jackpot carryover. $7,545. First post time, 3 p.m. Pacific. Evangeline Downs has nine races. Their first post time is 3:30. You got Prairie Meadows kicking in. Now, Prairie Meadows has a pick 5 jackpot carryover. Pick 5 jackpot carryover. $3,282. And that at Prairie Meadows today. And a first post time there, Prairie Meadows, for seven races, is at 4 p.m. Charlestown is next. Charlestown has eight races. Their first post time at Charlestown is set at 4 p.m. 4 p.m. at Charlestown today. And then we wrap it up with Los Alamitos, Southern California, Los Al. 10 races today at Los Al, one thoroughbred race. You got three mixed breed races and six quarter horse make up the 10 races. First post time is 6:30. 6:30 at Lone Star. And that is your Saturday menu today. Wow, and I got through it without choking. All right. Let's go to Tommy Masses, who choked us up with all those winners yesterday. Tommy, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Good morning, everyone.
Well, good day at the races yesterday on your Friday the 13th.
Yeah, it was all right. Could have been better. The horses I gave out in the sixth race, it's just whatever. I can't ride them. I can only handicap them. horses that get low speed and slow it down are giving away their advantage. And if that's not a perfect example of it, the very next race, letting these airplanes go by, the very next race, the three horse, I think the name Aloricious or something, he was low speed. And I was talking to the trainer, Patrick Dixon, the day before, and we're talking about that exact thing.
Uh-huh.
And he said to me, I have this horse out tomorrow. It's the same thing. When he gets out there all alone, he's a happy horse and he runs good. And, you know, we both agree a horse is better off going 21:43 alone than 22:45 with company. And sure enough, you know, I'm sure Patrick told his jockey to, you know, send and open up. No, he slams the brakes and tries to slow it down, and, you know, everyone goes by him. It's just ridiculous that they can't figure that out.
Well, I can say this. In the race that you won with Chairman Bob, there was a late scratch at the starting gate, and Chairman Bob, before the late scratch, was like 19 to 1 or something. Anyhow, he goes down to 11 to 1. He was 11 to 1 before the scratch. He was 11 to 1 before the scratch. Then they scratched the horse in the race, and he won from way out of it, a zip code out of it, and paid $16 even. And
Chairman Bob actually caused that scratch. He was going crazy in the gate, and I'm saying to my friend, I go, this horse is going to get a bad start again. And
he did.
Up to five reared up and cracked Kimura in the face and split his mouth wide open.
Oh, my goodness.
You have to see, they had the camera on him.
Yeah, is he okay?
And there's two MPs and our new doctor, Dr. Anthony Gallardo, sent to him. It was hilarious. The kid's bleeding out of his mouth, and he's smiling and having a conversation with Dr. Gallardo, who's a jockey. I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
he was
right.
trying to tell the EMTs what to do. This is one tough kid, Ralph. Oh, my God.
All right, well, let me put this in perspective, though. So your horse wins from another zip code, but the track announcer, which, by the way, I think is one of the finest on the continent, had this thing so pegged that you almost thought that the call of the race was dubbed in afterwards. You knew it wasn't because you're watching it live. But that track announcer knew exactly where this horse was going to, and he was going to run. And before he finally caught the front runner, he had him winning the race. An exceptional call.
Yes. Yes. Robert is sharp. He, you know, he's good at picking them up. You know, he's not always right, but he has the guts to go with his feeling and call them.
Well, he had a gauge right on the money on that one. Okay, so that horse wins. And by the way, when they showed the graphic of all the handicappers, now you gave out the horse early in the morning, but there's a handicapper at your place, Jennifer Morrison, who also picked this horse on top. Only one. So congratulations.
Yeah, I think she picked numbers. I think she actually picked numbers out of a hat. So
okay.
Good for her.
All right. Well, she threw the dart right. All right, then Herney comes.
I apologize. I can't help myself.
Yeah, that's right. Make sure you criticize Tommy, will you?
Oh, Tommy. Yeah, I'll tell you a Tommy story. So
No. We got it. We got to roll along. I'll get it. I'll see if we can get it at the end. Okay. So now the fifth race, Ernie Source, Super Pronto, reports home like a good thing. Looks the 6-5 shot in the eye, turns him away, and continues to run and win and pay $16.50. The dollar double from your $16 horse to his paid $51.05. And then the heartbreaker comes in the sixth race. Your horse was 19-1, and I thought at the top of the stretch he might be able to pull it off.
Yeah, you know, the horse Ernie gave out 6-5 shots driving at him, and the jockey standing up. He was standing up. I was laughing.
Yep.
My friend goes, uh-oh, he's in trouble. I go, he's in trouble. I go, this kid asked him, he'll break the track record. Look at him. He was like on a gallop. Wow.
Yeah.
Tell you one thing. That horse went into my nose. I'll bet him in a stake race next time.
Yeah. Good stuff all. You guys did a great job yesterday. And, of course, like I said, your 19-1 shot outran his odds. A long shot won the race anyhow. You guys buried the favorite. But, boy, I thought the only solution might have been the big solution because I had an all in the seventh race for the pick four. And the 20-cent pick four that way paid 20 cents. The pick four, $663.19. I want to remind everybody out there, too, that the pick fives and the pick fours you can bet there, and the doubles are a dollar. You can bet the pick fives and the pick fours for 20 cents away, right, and including the pick six.
And the tries and supers also, yep.
And I want to remind you, because I had a friend who texted me, hit the pick six because of these, and with 20 cents away, he said, I had fun, you know, betting the other races, and he connected it all. So, good stuff there yesterday at Woodbine on Friday the 13th, by the way. All right, Tommy.
I was alluding to.
Yeah.
I'm watching the race where my horse went, the fourth race, Chairman Bob.
Uh-huh.
And I hear a voice say, you know, Saints. I knew it. And the other guy goes, why did you know? He goes, Tommy gave out this. Oh, he used my nickname, Hammer. He goes, Hammer gave the horse out on the radio. And I'm going, oh, these guys listen to the show. And the other guy goes, yeah, I listen. He hasn't had a winner all meet. You're listening to him? And they're arguing. And I go, I want to see who these two guys are and introduce myself. Well, yeah. I've known them for 40 years, both of them. I wanted to run. Boy, did they give it to me.
They busted your chops, didn't they?
Yeah, for picking a winner.
Yeah.
Oh, did they give it to me.
Well, let's do it again today. Tommy, what do you got?
Okay, we're going to start with Ernie. Race two, he has first-time starter number 5, Celtic Revival. But he also gives a long shot chance to Delia's Revenge, and he also mentions that there's 2 Wesley Wards in there. So I'd say a tentative play on Celtic Revival race 2 off of Ernie's Clocker report.
All right, who are the two Ward horses real quick?
The 2 Ward horses, well, Delia's Revenge is number 4, and the Ward horses are number 6, Dominicana, and number 7, Gila.
All right, 6 and 7 there. So we get the 5 as Ernie's play, but he gives a big thought to the 4 at 15-1 and the 2 Ward horses, the 6 and 7, who are the favorite and second favorite. Remember, this is a maiden race for 2-year-olds at 4.5 furlongs. Next.
Okay, next to Ernie, race 6 has number 4, Toronto Titan.
All right.
For Mike Doyle. Mike Doyle has been going real good. He usually takes his time, but his horses are really run good, and he's outworked a recent winner called Dixie Morning.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I would say from Ernie's comments, this one and the one I'm going to give you after that are the 2 to focus on. So race 6, number 4, Taranto Titan.
All right. Now your picks.
Ernie's got one more in race 10.
Give me Ernie.
10, Alan Diggs.
No, give it to me. 10th race?
Yeah, Alan Diggs in race 10, number 10. And I've been hearing whispers about that horse all morning, so... You know, even though Stronger Together, Ernie says, it will be tough, I think Alan Diggs will be bet down just as much. So that's just giving you that heads up.
All right, now the 10th race, the 10 is Alan Diggs. The 11, Stronger Together, is the 3-1 favorite. And so the 10-11 box wouldn't be so bad. I mean, Alan Diggs is 8-1 on the morning line. Now we'll get to your stuff.
Okay, we're going to go to race 5. Number 3, Plus de Vril. For Julie Bellhumer, and this horse, you just have to watch his replay last time. I don't know if it was because he had 2 Tampa races under his belt, but he was just weaving in and out, and, you know, I thought he was a lot better than D Soul, who's in this race, and the winner, Pino in a Purse, came back and went again. So my best bet of the day is race 5, number 3, Plus de Vril.
All right, 5th race, I'm not going to try to pronounce it, 5th race, number 3. Anything else before we let you go?
Yeah, race 7, the 1 looks like a real tough horse, 3-5, ready to venture, coming from Aqueduct for Michael Stidham.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to take a shot on number 2, Very Unified, might steal the race on the front. So Very Unified with a box with number 1, Ready to Venture, and a little extra 1-2 exact in there. Just
all right, 7th race, the 1 is the horse that's the 3-5 favorite. It looks like he's going to be hard to beat. And the your horse at 10-1 is the 2. So you're going to box the 1-2 and another 1 over the 2, just in case the favorite wins. Okay. All right, Tommy.
And a win bet on the 2.
All right, Tommy, we'll let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, everyone. Good luck.
All right, you got it, my man, Tommy, and his stories and these guys. Listen, I'm going to give you Jonathan Hardoon's plays right now because we've got to get the Rich Ang, John, and Jerry real quick. So let me give you Jonathan Hardoon's plays. He has 1 at Belmont. He's got 1 at Santa Anita. Jonathan Hardoon at Belmont. In the 6th race, likes number 10, Caroni. Number 10, Caroni, in the 6th race is Jonathan's first play for a 6th race, Belmont, number 10. And then his second play, of course, comes at Santa Anita. At Santa Anita, in the 9th and final race, Jonathan likes number 2, Jimmy's Smoked Carrot. Jimmy's Smoked Carrot, the 2 in the 9th race at Santa Anita, Jonathan's second play. Now, remember, I told you, you got full sheets for Belmont, Santa Anita, and Churchill Downs. All right? And he's got Gulfstream as well. All right, I'm going to try to clear my throat again, and we'll be back with your Twin Q and Rich Ang, so don't go away.
SDN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. SDN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and a $50 new sign-up bonus. SDN Sports even lets you earn rewards for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino or Wildfire. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Now here's the station's Twin Q report. Play the Twin Q today at any Station's Casino's racebook near you.
All right, let's see how long I can keep my throat clear here. Let me give you the Twin Q for yesterday, and then we'll move to today. Yesterday's Twin Q featured the 6th and 8th races at Santa Anita. The 6th race winner paid $18. Second horse paid $5.20. 8th race, the winner paid $4.40. Second horse paid $4.60. So you have the 6th and 8th races yesterday at Santa Anita. The winning numbers were 7, 9, and 1, 6. Okay, 7-9 and 1-6. Four winners chopped up $5,000, easy arithmetic, $1,250 each to score out on, collect on the pick, the Twin Q yesterday. Great picks. The Twin Q yesterday at Station Casinos. Now we get to today's Twin Q at Station Casinos. Remember, you can only play this at Station Casinos. It's up for $5,000 again today. Twin Q today at Station Casinos features two tracks. The first of the puzzle today is the 11th race at Belmont. It's an allowance race, fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up, on the Widener turf course at 7 furlongs. Now, there's an overflow field at 16, so you know there'll be some scratches in that race. As a matter of fact, you can scratch the also eligibles, 13, 14, 15, and 16 out of there. So 12 go in the 11th race at Belmont Park on the Widener Turf Course. That's the first half of the Twin Q. The second half of the Twin Q will be the ninth and final race at Santa Anita. Now, in the ninth race at Santa Anita, it's a mile on the turf, fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up, a starter allowance race. 10 are entered. Too early for the scratches there. The ninth race at Santa Anita. Oh, Jonathan gave us a play in that race. Okay, so you have the 11th race at Belmont, the ninth race at Santa Anita, the last race in both places, the last race at Belmont, last race at Santa Anita today. They're both on the turf, and the pot is $5,000. It's your Twin Q puzzle for today at Station Casinos with the post time right around 3:20. Rich Eng, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. You know, I don't know what Woodbine is paying Ernie and Tom, but it's got to be paid for by the increased handle here in Vegas. Or in the radio show listening.
Yeah.
These guys are unbelievable.
They are. They're clicking right now. You would expect Ernie to click right now because it's the beginning of the meet. The horse has been there training, and he's a clocker, so I think he's got a little advantage with seeing the horses that are more fit than maybe a horse that needs a race or two. But these guys are seeing the ball well, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. I am just so impressed with the both of them. When Ernie was on the show, he was impressive, and Tommy is just a fantastic addition to the show the last couple of years, and he does a great job, too. So,
yeah, those guys.
It pays to listen to the race day, Ralph.
Yeah, sure. Those guys are doing a good deal, that's for sure. And I don't want to give it away, okay? But, you know, you have a sheet for Southern California Racing, Santa Anita, that covers all the races at Santa Anita. But you give a simulcast play every day on the show. Every day on the show, you give a simulcast play, and that simulcast play comes in one of the races at Woodbine that Ernie has a horse in. I'll leave it at that. So that's a Sirocco play for me. I'm going to box them.
I was going to say, I'm definitely playing that exacto box out of pocket. No question.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm going to get a select. Now, I will only give out the horse if you say okay, because that's a product that you're trying to sell on the Race Day Las Vegas website. So you can go and get the full Santa Anita and that simulcast play right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Richie, nice win yesterday. Horses, you and John and all that are suffering with horses that are getting played late, and you know, John keeps theorizing that it might be the batch betters, but you gave us a winner anyhow, a nice winner in the fourth race yesterday, you and Jerry.
Yeah, you know, when we give out picks, we'd love to at least get the morning line on these horses, but they're getting hammered, so I don't know where all the money is coming from. Maybe it's race day listeners. We'll give them credit.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It is smart money because that horse won like a good thing. That is a synthesis yesterday. Tyler Bates having a good meet. Updating the jockey standings yesterday with John Lindo. Tyler is now sitting in the three hole behind a tie with Juan Hernandez and the departed Flavian Pratt. So Tyler's having a good meet and a couple more winners yesterday.
Yeah, and you figured, I know you had discussed with John and some of the others about when Flavian Pratt and Umberto Rispoli left town, all that work had to go to other jockeys, and Tyler Bays has been one of the beneficiaries, and he's a good rider, too. No question.
And the other one is Ramon Vasquez. He's starting to pick up some of that business, mm-hmm. too. All right, Richie, what do we got for today?
I tell you what, Ralph, let's go to race number 8. And I put a question mark as soon as I saw this was the number one, Pelagio.
Mm-hmm.
This horse is by Practical Joke, who's one of the leading 2-year-old sires in the country. And if you take a look at the Practical Jokes that debut anywhere in the country, they all show speed and they're all precocious. And when this horse ran, I remember watching this race and saying, what the heck? This horse walked out of the gate. Just basically was in the back of the field and then ran a little bit at the end to pass a few tired horses. I'm saying, this looks like a public workout on people's money.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna give this horse a shot at 6-1 to wake up and run like a lot of the Practical Jokes have been from coast to coast. Mm-hmm. Let's go 25 win plays, 2 for the ROI. Number one, Pelagio. I'm hoping to get more than 6-1, Ralph, because that first race didn't look like anything.
You think it was a test drive in that race then, huh?
Yeah, this horse, I mean, if you just take a look at Practical Jokes from coast to coast, they mm-hmm. all pop the gate and they all show speed. He was a really good sprinter himself, and he's been very good as a 2-year-old juvenile sire. So I'm going to take a gander that this horse is going to run a whole lot better today.
All right. With a test drive under his belt, you think it is a go time in the 8th race for number 1, Pelagio, the 1 in the 8th race at Santa Anita. 25 win place, $50 stipend we give you, the $2 ROI, 2 to win on the 1 in the 8th. That's tip of the iceberg. Get the rest of what Richie has to offer right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. And remember, he's that simulcast plays in that Woodbine race as well, so we'll wait and see there. Hey, thanks a lot, Rich.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
We'll be back with John and Jerry. You know the deal.
Bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty then. Time to close our show with our closing act, John and Jerry. We go to John Lindo standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Doing great. I'm trying to push through this little cold I got, but the weather is gorgeous here, and I know it is in Southern California as well. You got some late Preakness news from Southern California.
Right. Armagnac, who won an allowance race at Santa Anita last Sunday,
is now a go for the Preakness. He will run. He'll be entered on Monday when entries are taken for the Preakness. That's for trainer Tim Yachtin, and he has Arad Ortiz Jr. to take the call.
All righty, so we got a new shooter from Southern California in the Preakness. And, of course, as they did for the Kentucky Derby, they're going to draw for the Preakness on the Monday before the Saturday. And that's coming up in a couple of days, that's for sure. John, you gave us a winner in the first race, Dominant Soul. But, boy, did that thing get bet down.
You know, there was one late scratch out of the race, 4-1 on the program. I was thinking 5-2, 2-1 in the gate. They opened the gate. Makes an easy lead, and around the first turn, the horse is 4-5. I heard you mention I'm a little tired of it. I am. It's very hard to make win bets at Santa Anita when you don't know what you're going to get when they hit the wire.
All right, now, the ongoing saga with Baltus. He can't enter horses owned by the Stronach Group right now, right? He can't run or work horses, so his horse, as you predicted in the eighth race yesterday, was scratched at Santa Anita. However, he is running horses at other racetracks. I guess Churchill Downs ran a horse yesterday, and he's got horses entered at Churchill for today and tomorrow, right?
Right. He ran one, a horse named Taishan, who's been in Southern California. He ran at Churchill Friday. He's got one in the seventh race today named Glenn All, and another one in the sixth race on Sunday named Established. And they are allowed to run because the current ban on entry and racing is at Santa Anita only. It's a house rule. It's not a ruling from the commission that other places will honor. So right now, the only place that that Baltus cannot run is at the Stronach Group-owned racetracks.
All right. And do they have any idea when an adjudication one way or the other is going to be solved for Mr. Baltus?
I don't. I think it's going to take a little while. And in the meantime, with those horses not being able to work, it's going to force owners to move those horses out of the barns to other places to keep them going. So you're going to see a lot of horses leave the Baltus stable, and it's going to be a big problem for Richard Baltus.
Oh, man. And the beat goes on. All right. And the beat goes on. You keep suspending trainers and all of that, and you're whittling down horses. You only had 53 total horses run on yesterday's card.
Right. And, you know, Baltus is one of the largest barns on the backside, so this will be interesting to see with the fallout. Hopefully the horses that do leave his barn stay in California. We can only hope.
Let's hope so. All right. A couple of voided claims yesterday?
Yeah, there were a couple claims that were voided yesterday. One in the first race, Sundown Warren, and another in the third race, Octane. Both horses were claimed, but they were voided after the race. So, you know, again, now they're not going to be able to work for 10 days, and they're going to be out of the loop for a little while.
And I got to tell you, I saw where there was one of the favorite horses in Southern California, especially in the distant turf races that have now been retired, and, of course, that's Acclimate.
Yeah, he came up with a problem. He's an 8-year-old, and the trainer Phil DeMaul is just doing the right thing as opposed to waiting a few months to bring him back. They're just going to make an event horse out of him. He's earned his retirement.
No kidding.
A neat old horse that could run all day long, and it'll be neat to see him have a second career.
All right, John, I know you got a show coming up, so we'll let you go with a pick at Santa Anita, and you can give a plug for the show in case the people listening on the Internet can grab you right away.
Top of the hour, you can go to thoroughbredla.com. Jay Priven will be hosting, and we'll go over some of the Preakness probables and some of the late changes there. As far as the play, race number 7 today at Santa Anita. Seventh race, number 1, Invincibella, comes back to Southern California after winning at Turf Paradise. Does not enter for a tag. Ruben Alvarado protects him in the starter allowance. Mm-hmm. Two starts at the 6.5 flat course on the turf, 2 wins. And he's using Ramon Vasquez. They've had four owner-trainer-jockey combos, 3 wins. So this is a budding trainer-jockey combo that's hot. Number 1, Invincibella, 5-1 on the program, race 7, Santa Anita.
I'm going to tease Wednesday's show by saying there's something that the California Horse Racing Board is exploring that is so ridiculous, in my opinion. And we will just wait in that. I'll get your opinion of it, and then we'll talk about it on Wednesday because we can't do it in a minute or two.
No, I can't wait.
All right. In other words, you kind of agree with me?
I have an opinion.
Okay. Thanks a lot. John, cool off and get ready for your show.
All right. Good luck today.
All right. You got it, my man. Now we go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, I got one question to ask you.
Yes.
Somebody showed me this. He said, this is not the first time that Jerry did this, but on your power pages, you now have more on occasion. You have more than one feature play on the power pages. You gave us one yesterday. That horse won. synthesis, I should say. The other feature play also won, and that was in the ninth race, but he asked why you're giving more than one feature play out.
Well, because they both sort of fit the same criteria, and as you learn the difference between a pop-out key and a feature play are very similar, except that the feature play doesn't have as big a morning line relative to what I think is fair value.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little closer, but it has a lot of handicapping juice to it, a lot of really good ideas in the handicapping.
All right.
The pop-out key could have could maybe not have quite as much handicapping involved in it, ideas supporting the idea, but the price is bigger. So that's the difference between the two.
Okay. Enough said there. Give us some horses.
Okay, we want those too, for sure.
Yeah.
By the way, one of my handicapping opinions is John definitely has an opinion.
Yes, he does.
Okay, let's go to the second at Belmont for our opening play today.
All right.
We're going six on the turf. Number seven, Stand Up, just really, to me, is overwhelming. But I think the horse is going to be down in the 8-5 area and 2-1, and I still think it's value there. So that's why this is a feature play.
All right.
Second, well, you know, this is a turf horse, came back in March, ran on the dirt, didn't like it, finally gets back to the turf. Flavian Pratt up for Mike Luzzi, Robert Francona. There's enough here to, you know, fill a laundry list. The 7 looks really good.
Okay.
7-2, you'll never get it, but I'll take the 7 over the 2-6-8. I'll do reverses to break even, but the 7, Stand Up in race 2 at Belmont.
Second race at Belmont, you think number 7, Stand Up, is a standout. So in the second race, you like the 7 over 2-6-8 and reverse, $2 ROI, 2 to win on the 7, the second Belmont. We got about 20 seconds for Santa Anita. Yeah.
See, there you go again, you word master. Yeah. All right, we'll go to the first. Hudson Ridge looks fantastic. Second off the layoff, it was sprinting. This horse needs distance, back to two turns. I'm just loving the 3. 6-1 would be fantastic. I'll take the 3 in the first win in place, then play the 3 with the 1-5, do my reverses. But the 3, Hudson Ridge in race number 1.
All right, first race, 1 o'clock at Santa Anita. The 3 is your key. The 1 and 5 are the link-ups. And the 3 is the $2 ROI in the first at Santa Anita. Power pages for all of Santa Anita and all of Belmont Park, available right now at all the station casinos, where the Twin Q today features the 11th at Belmont and the 9th at Santa Anita for $5,000. Works out good. All right. Beautiful Saturday. Get out there and enjoy, and we will talk to you hopefully tomorrow. God willing, the creek don't rise. There's only one more thing to say, and Jerry's going to say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.